Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Harry Dent joins us on a regular basis to try to restore some order. He's the leader of Dent Research. HarryDent.com is the website. He's the author of The Great Boom Ahead, The Demographic Cliff, and The Sale of a Lifetime. Harry, thanks again for being here, joining us from Puerto Rico, where he lives. Harry, your book, The Great Boom Ahead, is that a book to read right now?
Well, I wrote it back in 1992, so yeah, it's good to see. I mean, I get criticized now for being too bearish because we're in the greatest bubble in history.
Yeah.
But I was the one that thought how strong this boom would be because I was consulting to small businesses, Jim,
right,
and seeing they were feeling the young baby boomers just entering the workforce starting new trends. So I saw the size of this generation and said, oh my God, we're going to have the greatest boom in history.
Yep. And from a demographic standpoint, looking forward, as we have the same scenario with millennials, what do you think?
Well, the millennials have not really, in numbers, gotten up to turn their cycle up. Their cycle in spending turns up in 2023, like the baby boomers turned up in 1983. So I've been bearish. We're in a big bubble. But this amount of printing of money from the Fed just recently looks like, to me, I'm getting indicators that stocks may turn up. I've had this channel that the stock market looked like it was peaking in, and it broke the channel and just wouldn't go down. I got this megaphone pattern with higher highs and lower lows, one of the most reliable patterns for a long-term top, and it's not following through. So, and I've got a guy I follow who's a short-term forecaster. He says he may be days away from getting a strong bullish signal, which would mean stock markets could be up the next.
What is driving that? What are the factors driving his attitude about that, the bullish attitude?
He's got short-term indicators that tell you. He looked at individual stocks and the broad market. He's just got good indicators to say when a breakout's coming.
Is any part of that politics?
Away from no, it's just the markets.
What about the economy? Because, you know, Harry, one of the things I point out here on the show all the time, whenever I have the opportunity to stick my finger in the eye of Wall Street is not the economy anymore. Main Street is the economy.
Wall Street is in another universe.
Wall Street used to be a leading indicator of the economy. Now it's merely a leading indicator of itself. What do you think?
Yeah. All it is quantitative easing happening. That's what it is. They get all this free money and they do great off of that. How could you not do well with government pouring free money?
It makes them feel like they're smart, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. They always say, "Don't confuse brains with a bull market." Well, try confusing brains with a bump.
Yeah. So what do you think? If you had to make your best forecast, gun to your head, right now over the next 12 months, what do you think?
Okay, if we get a rally, which I think is more likely, I'm still not totally sold on that. We've still broken levels and we could break down. But I think the rally is starting to look more likely. And, you know, the good season is into December, January. So I would not see it lasting past early next year. I think the first quarter next year is when you're going to start to see these zombie companies start to break down. It takes a while, especially when the government just handed out so much money and so much stimulus. They're not able to continue at that rate.
What about two things quickly, and I'll get you answer quickly. In more peace agreements like the one with UAE we just got, thanks to President Trump's group, and more what I call hemisphereization, bringing jobs and manufacturing back to this hemisphere. What could those two things get the economy on a better footing?
I think that's minor. I think we have to wait There's markets shouldn't be going up this much with this much uncertainty. We have to see what the fallout, because it takes a lag. The fallout on business and economy? I don't think we see it till the first quarter. Now, if we get through the first quarter of next year and everything's hunky-dory and we're back to 2-3% a year, then I'll say, okay. But I don't think this rally, if it happens, I think it could be 14, 15,000 on the NASDAQ, and then it's going to be a bubble peak, and it's going to be a big, big burst, big burst.
Well, we'll have you back again. We'll have you back again over the next few months and get you to give us an update, and we'll see how well you did. Hey, Harry, good job today. Thank you so much for being here. Come back soon.
Okay, great.
Harry Bye-bye. Dent, ladies and gentlemen, harrydent.com. Check out, get his free newsletter. You'll be glad you did, and you'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassie, and reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.